You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you or do you not believe the Guardian should give an extension to Stephen Kwan?
Yeah, seems like a good idea.
How much?
Well, I'd hope it's for a dollar, but that's probably not going to happen. The goal is normally to sign your players to as little money as possible.
But yeah.
So you can sign other players.
Yes.
But
well, you did that with Jose Ramirez, and then they didn't sign any other players.
Likely will never happen again. So the number we've been throwing around is $30 million, and we've had some people, including somebody in the studio, say we are way overshooting it.
Oh,
based on his
did
production.
Owen say it?
Owen, what say you?
Did Owen say it? I didn't know if you said it, Owen. I have no idea. Go ahead.
I don't want to say it now.
Well, say it then,
no,
man. Say it with your chest, baby.
I do. I'm trying to make a comparison, right? Try to figure out what ballpark we should be in. Because, Anthony, you've brought up $30 million because you've read that. And I've read that as well, that he wants $30 million. And you can want in one hand and sure. You know what in the other, right? Like, a lot of people want things, right? And this was also written, I think, especially last year when he was batting .400. And not 280, right? There's a huge difference there when you look like you might be the next generational, you know, it was Ichiro before him and then Tony Gwynn before him and then, you know, Ted Williams before him, right? So when you're looking like one of those guys, of course you can go out and say, I want this amount of money. I just trying to search guys that have the productivity at the plate as him. The names that came back were Luis Arraez, J.P. Crawford, Cam Smith, Jaron Duran. Duran and Smith are both in arbitration years still, so those numbers don't really count right now. But Luis Arraez and J.P. Crawford, they're both making $10 or $11 million a year. Signed like J.P. Crawford signed a five-year $51 million contract. I think that's undervaluing Stephen Kwan, and I would be willing... If we're making negotiations, I would go up to $20 million a year for Stephen Kwan. But $30 million right now, as it stands with the numbers that I see, I think is a little overreaching. Now, if he ends up, you know, this Dodgers thing that we played the clip earlier, and the Dodgers have the money to just go give another guy $30 million a year, maybe he gets it from one of those teams. If I'm the Guardians and he signs for anything less than $20 million, I'm going to be pretty upset as a Guardians fan.
$20 million, I'll tell you what, there's no doubt. If they refuse to offer him $20 million a year,
right?
I mean, I would understand why everybody in town would say, why ever watch this team again? $20 million. Because every team in their market size even the teams that don't have local TV money coming in, any team that is remotely like us, they all have a player that's at $20
million. Yeah, you
now,
think.
We have Jose, so we already have one, but you know, the thought process has to be a young player like this. This isn't Lindor. The Lindor money was 25, but it was over 10 years. How long was the Lindor thing again?
I have to look.
It was like
10 years.
10 years at 300.
Yeah, 300. So his was over 30. You'd like to think 34 million a year, I think he was.
And like Ken brought up, but he has power. He'll go hit, you know, 30 home runs a year.
Which is why.
And it will be in the MVP voting. And I'm not saying Stephen Kwan can't be an MVP, but it's going to have to take more than what he's doing now on a full season level for him to be an MVP candidate.
I just assume that that Francisco Lindor wasn't feasible. So I never hammered him for
but Kwan
the only
seen
thing I hammered
this.
Lindor was 10 yes. year
yeah.
30 341 million.
The only thing I ever hammered the Dolans for when it came to Francisco Lindor was the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards thing. That's all I did.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I knew it wasn't feasible then.
The enjoy him stuff.
We had a field day. An absolute field
day. But the other stuff there, it's like, hey, you can only afford what you can afford. I can understand that. So I have to be somewhat flexible in this, or I'm just not going to be able to talk about the Guardians ever again. But damn it, man, if we're talking about, okay, if I can offer you longevity, like say it's like if you're talking 3 years at $90 million, that seems to be a bit much for some. If you were talking 4 years, though, and you could spread it out, or 5 years, though, and you could spread it out, I'm offering you longevity, but you're also making it a little bit easier for us to afford other guys because you're 27 years old. The problem is that we're having this conversation about a team that probably ain't going to have any of this conversation. I know that they've offered him an extension before because that's usually where you talk about getting him on the cheap but getting him some security. Tanner Bibee accepted it. I want to say Carlos Santana originally accepted it the first time around the Guardians. Other guys have accepted it as well. Steven doesn't seem interested in accepting that. All right, so what's the next recourse? Next recourse is to trade him to a team that will be able to afford him at the top of his market. At the top of his market is what? Well, at the top of his market is probably $25 to $30 million at the very tippy top. There's only a couple of teams that are really willing to able to a handful of teams that are willing to do that. I think he's worth it. My issue of it is that if you make a trade now, what do you stand for with your general fan coming off an ALCS run? If it can get you all this stuff back, then yeah, but I can't act like I sit there and I know the Dodgers' prospects of what they'd be handing them back. And plus, would you be willing to give them that much back if you were the LA Dodgers? For Stephen Kwan, for a guy who's going to want that amount of money, do you really want to do that? So you might be stuck in a rock and a hard place where who's going to want to trade for Stephen Kwan at such a price, and how much can you get back for Stephen Kwan at such a price? I can't make an argument for prospects in a system I don't know about.
You don't think Stephen Kwan would, I'm not saying a hometown discount, but take something off the $30 million to stay in Cleveland? We have comments from the other day. We didn't really play him on the show.
Can I say this before we play the comment? I think if you added years, he would. If you added more security, he would take a little bit less up front because it's like what you get guaranteed is what you get guaranteed. It's not like the NFL so much. So if you added more years of security, then maybe he would.
You think we could do 500 of 5125 maybe?
Yeah. I think maybe, but let's see what Steven has to say about the issue.
Being in another clubhouse with different teammates is so foreign to me that I would love to stay in Cleveland. I mean, I think I've learned so much by playing with Jose Ramirez that I think I would love to stay with him as long as possible.
Audio courtesy of Major League Baseball. So I think he's about his business and he wants to get as much money as he possibly can. I think that doesn't matter about whether it's with the Guardians or whether it's with anybody else. I do think that he would like to stay with guys that he may know. But I think that, again, I keep going back to the journal entry. He just seems to be more of a guy. I don't want to just keep going on one journal entry. He just does seem to be more of a guy who knows the business of baseball and wants to get everything out of it that he can while he can. Jose enjoys having a home. Jose enjoys being a person who is beloved in this city.
He's just a special case.
Yes.
You just hear so few guys, especially in that sport, do anything like Jose Ramirez did. So you almost got to take that out of your mind as any kind of a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see anybody else who can cash in a big way. I mean, as far as Jose knew at the time, that was going to be the last contract, you know, he was ever going to be able to sign. And normally guys in that situation in all of sports take the most money they can get. And he didn't even get close.
But you could also be, if you're Stephen Kwan, think of it this way. I could unless the Guardians were to offer me an amount of money that they're not going to offer you. All right, he's from California, correct? Mid-Northern California?
Yeah, outside of what, Santa Cruz?
Okay, so here you go. You could always stick it out, get more money. You're going to get more money in arbitration anyway because you have arbitration years coming up, so you're bound to get some sort of a pay raise in arbitration. You could stick it out, end up getting yourself traded, end up getting yourself paid by one of the teams that are willing to pay people, like the Los Angeles Dodgers, like the San Francisco Giants, like it, and I know it's way further up west, but maybe even the Seattle Mariners, if they were willing to make such a move like that. So there's three teams you can name right off the top there. San Diego, I'm not sure about San Diego's future. Again, we've talked about their past here recently, so I don't know if they're going to be willing to actually pay that sort of money for you to be back home in your home area. And I know San Diego is way further down south there. I understand that California is a very large state, but you could be in your home state and still get what you want. And then probably, especially if you end up with the Dodgers, San Francisco is an arguable point, but certainly with the Dodgers, you can get the chance to get it all. Home, money, championship chances. So it may be, I got to tell you, it may behoove Stephen Kwan to just kind of be a stick in the mud about this whole thing. As long as he doesn't get hurt, wouldn't it behoove him?
I can tell you, you're really taking the wind out of my sails.
What I'm trying to be is rational. And
I understand that.
I'm trying to be even rational. I know that.
That sucks, Ken, and I don't want to hear it right now.
I know I sound like, okay, there you go. Because I'm trying to tell everybody else, I know I sound on the internet like psychotic Browns fan, baseball sucks guy. That's not it. That's not it whatsoever. For all I know, Stephen Kwan very well, because there are no known unknowns right now. So I can wonder if Stephen Kwan's just sitting there with his arms crossed going, absolutely not. No. Well, what if we got no? What if we got no? What if we got until you get to 120, it's a no. No, no, no. Okay, fine. Then I guess we have to trade you to the Dodgers and we're able to get Dustin May and all these other names that they know out there that I don't know back, and maybe they'll make the best of it.
Yeah,
there will be, as much as Stephen Kwan is special within this lineup, there are other Stephen Kwans out there. It's my issue, though, and what would suck for me is that it's another piece that goes away from Jose Ramirez. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the killer in this, obviously, this is where you can bring up Josh Naylor and what happened. And I remember when any talk of Josh Naylor, and we did shows about whether or not Josh Naylor was going to be traded, did it make sense for him to be traded? There were a lot of people that defended that. They said, look at his body. Look at his inconsistent play. You know, he'll have 1 year where he bats for average. He'll have another year where he's batting for power. This year, he's batting for average. Yeah. He's not necessarily hitting as many home runs.
Well, that's slugging the one is thing fine. That I think around the league, right, I think we value average way more than we do power because we don't have either, really, right? So you're it'd be easier to get to average, probably.
OPS, on-base percentage, but average.
But around the league, I don't think they care about average more than they do power. Mm-hmm. I think power is way, and the average is just a bonus. Like, oh, we got a bonus on Josh Naylor if you're in Arizona, right?
But when they lost 10 games in a row, every call was, they weren't serious, they traded Naylor. And I'm like, we had the conversations at the time. People actually understood moving on from Naylor. But
they could have lost 10 in a row and still scored 4 runs, 5 runs a game and lost.
That's true.
They scored in 2 innings.
Yeah.
They went on a stretch where they scored. They had a 6-run inning and a 2-run inning, and that was over like 7 games.
Well, not to mention it.
That's no fun.
It doesn't help when Tyler.
Detroit was 20 games over 500, and they went. They lost 1-0, 2-1 thing. I know you're trying to get that out. It's just. That's what I'm frustrated about that stuff.
Well, yeah,
that sucks. And you traded away a guy who was offense.
Well, and then you got Tyler Freeman batting 323. Yeah. Great hits with the Rockies, and but
Nolan Smith hits one really hard to center fielders. I'm sorry, Nolan Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, you call him Nolan Smith, it don't matter.
Well, he might as well be John Smith to me because that's who he is.
I'm willing to bet Nolan Smith could probably do the same things for you.
I'd rather have Nolan Richardson playing right field right now.
216-474-0092. Would you rather have Nolan Jones, Nolan Smith, or Nolan Richardson? I'm not nervous. I am bashful right now. I'm pretty bashful right now. I it's scheduled for tomorrow. 10:45. I was going to call you up on the way there, but I can't.
Why not?
I mean, 10:45 is too late. You'll be gone.
You're walking in the door at 10:45?
No, but I imagine I'll be en route later in the show. You guys got other things to do tomorrow.
It's a 30-minute drive for you, right?
To the place where it's happening?
Yeah.
No, it's like 45 minutes, almost an hour, depending.
Call it in.
Yeah, but you guys got coming. Are you doing Coming In Hot tomorrow?
I thought you banned it for any kind of ensemble cast.
No, you can do it. If it's up to the person, it's up to one of us.
I told you,
if they want to do it.
I have been a little disappointed in recent, not weeks, months of Coming In Hot. Months. I don't know what happened.
I would hope that callers tomorrow, giving where Ken's location will be, would come up with some exceptional opportunities, at least, for great Coming In Hots revolving around your
Fair.
Procedure.
That's a good point. I am a little bit bashful, though. You said there were women in the room while you were getting yours done?
There were multiple women in the room.
I don't want that to happen.
In fact, I could tell you they were younger women in the room.
I feel like this is a locker room situation in this case. And
you think women should stay out of the locker room?
Yes.
Out of mine.
What you're saying.
Out of mine. Boy, you really love backing me into that corner, don't you? out of my locker room where I'm about to be splayed out and cut open.
Yeah. Right?
Now, I know they are medical professionals. I understand that. But the doctor doing it is a man.
Yeah,
that
you know what?
Would feel
I
much
would tell
more
you.
Comfortable. Now, I would rather have a female medical professional than them just be like, hey, we found Harold out there.
Right.
He was rummaging through the dumpster. Harold is going to help me now just because you want a man in there. I understand that, but you understand. Like,
we can send Mitch over to take the female's place.
Should my wife come and hold my leg like I did when she was giving birth?
Get you ice chips and all that, yeah. I think so.
No, I don't think you'd want her in there. Although, honestly, her being in there would actually, I think, lighten the mood a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Because I do think Liz has a good sense of humor about these things, and I think the way she would talk to you would be disarming. And it would make it a little more fun for you.
Well, I'm only going to be there for like 15 minutes, yeah. right?
In yeah. your monogamous situation where
monogamous.
You have been very, you know, very much so, like this is a
reportedly.
Decision made. Okay, there we go. Now we're in the spot where I'd like to be.
Reckless speculation.
Well, that's just what it's been reported. I can't speak to what's right. going
it's
on.
It's monogamous, but it's not monotonous.
Important note.
That was the old
congratulations on all your success.
What was it? The store? Was it Adam and Eve back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
But this is a decision made for both of you. It's not just a decision made for you, right? You've thought about this for both of you.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, have her in there.
I still think it might be a little awkward, too.
Well, it is. The whole thing is awkward. Like I told you, when I walked in, I almost had to get into character. Like, I had to force myself.
Put on a tough face?
Not even that. Not even tough. Like, Owen, just to have fun with it. Because I knew if I came in there and you could hear a pin drop and everybody was just quiet, that makes it worse for everybody.
Well, that's Anthony Lima, the performer. That's sports boy Tony showing up to be vasectomy boy Tony.
Yeah. And look, that just like your situation, my doc had listened to the show, had heard all the lead up to the show. And so there were already icebreakers ready to go. And then the women that were in there were just fun. They were fun. They were laughing about the whole situation, laughing before I dropped trowel and after.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do it
and
now.
And, yeah, we look funny. We look funny naked Winnie the Pooh style with just the gown. Yeah, we're going to look funny. But, you know, it's nobody's finest moment. And everybody that comes in there, it's the exact same thing. It's the same dread from every single guy that comes in there.
Now I'm about to bail. Mike and Stowe, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So, Ken, one more. So the final day, huh? So I mean, this is a voice of experience. I've had this procedure.
I was going to say, I've had this procedure many times. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, one time is all you need if they
snip,
do it
snap,
right.
Snap.
Yeah, so it takes a minute. Two things I will tell you. We're on the air, I understand. There's going to have to be. There are absolutely women in the room, and Lima is right. We're not talking about grandma. We're talking about younger women. They're learning a trade.
Well, I'm not trying to show. I mean, hey, honestly, Mike, I ain't trying to show off. My days are done.
No, I know. Here's the thing, though. You've got to be concerned. I mean, I know. What are you most concerned about? shall we say, change in the office, or are you just...
Oh, I don't care about that. Again, I honestly, Mike, I don't. I imagine I'll look something like Rod Farvo when he gets deloused in Super Troopers. I don't care, though. I mean, I've had my kids, and you guys, I know a lot of guys go through, like, midlife crisis, especially in, like, this business they do. Ain't happening. I'm pretty happy. I am not interested in anything else ever again. I got to tell you, I'm fine, and I don't care about that part. It's just the nudity. I feel very Hank Hill about the nudity.
Oh, no, I think you misunderstood me when I said change. I don't mean the change in you. I get that part. I'm talking about the change while you're in the office.
Yeah.
You know, with somebody there, right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be frightened turtles and stuff like that, but it is what it is.
Oh, man. No, all right, so yeah,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Burning, the smell of burning, too, is a little unnerving at the end. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow, that's some.
Yeah,
I don't know. My nose was
like
pretty
Da-Nang all over again.
Maybe for some other reasons. I don't know. Maybe I had a cold that day. My nose was pretty stuffed up, so I didn't really catch that odor.
Why? If you got cut open though, I think you'd be bleeding more a little bit. So I don't know if you want to get that blood flowing like that. Go ahead there, Mike.
Yeah, no, it's quick and easy, but yeah, you just get your ice bag ready, and you know that's about the deal. But I mean, look, it's don't be scared. I do believe, though, that coming in hot should be very creative tomorrow. Everybody needs to get on that. And that,
yes.
I totally agree. That should be the topic of all of all targets, because there's a lot to go with there. And I got a whole day to do it, guys. So get out there and get it in. Have a great day, everybody. I'll talk to you.
There you go, Mike and Stowe.
Is there a chance? I'll ask Owen this question. Is there a chance Ken Carmen pulls out of the procedure by tomorrow?
Absolutely, there's a chance. I would even put it at, if I would go, we're at least 50-50 right now, and I might actually go 60-40.
I have to call them.
Apparently. I see that look in his eye right now.
Yeah.
And he's going to go, guys, I wanted to do it. My throat started getting sore last night.
I couldn't miss football practice.
Not 2 days in a row.
We got to get the pads ready to go. Come on.
Oh, they want me to come help out with equipment tomorrow. And I was like, you know, I can't really do anything. And they were like, well, you can fill out like the forms and stuff, can't you? I'm like, all right, I'll tell Liz. Loopy. And Liz called me a psycho. I don't think I'll be loopy. Will I be loopy? I don't want to take any of the mine old.
You guys don't have ice tubs over there? You can just go set yourself in?
No, I got to raise more money for that. It don't happen overnight. It just says mayor. Is this the mayor of hoops?
Yeah, Ken.
Nicely produced up there. Go ahead there, Ken.
Listen. Ken, I've had 5 major operations in 4 years.
You've had what?
5 major operations.
Okay.
I had hernia, fistula, 3.5 years on dialysis, mm-hmm. triple bypass, carotid artery, and a kidney.
Okay.
And I'm listening to you. Do you know how many women have been involved in my procedures over those years?
Well, that doesn't matter. When I got a back injection, I was laid out like Sean Penn, but I was naked, but it was a back, and there was a bunch of 20-year-old girls there. It didn't matter. That was a back thing. This is just...
Ken, what? You understand? I've had hard cast done. I've had you name it.
But I wasn't questioning your toughness, Ken.
Okay, I'm not talking about toughness.
Okay,
Ken. I'm talking about these people do this all day long. Okay,
all right,
it's not a big deal. This is what they do for a living.
Well, I know that.
There's nothing that you. It's all professional. It, you know what? If I would have said, get the women out of the room, I would be dead.
Well, you're talking Good about point. Heart procedures, Ken.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but it doesn't.
This call wouldn't take so long.
It is what it is, as I said. Okay, but I want to make. You said something about the baseball team.
No, I got to get to Brandon in Painesville, Ken. I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking, Ken, do you know how many women in my surgeries have had to hear me talk about a combo guard, not a point guard?
You know that's what he's doing before they put him down. Count back from 100. Nah, I gotta tell you about Christian Iyengar.
Get this off my chest. Eric Snow. They were done. LeBron was leaving the day they kept Eric Snow.
Brandon Painesville, you're next up on the Fan.
Ken Carmen, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Brandon.
Okay. 19 years ago, I had a vasectomy.
Oh.
Okay. Listen, piece of cake. Seriously. Hey, if they want you to help out with equipment, you can do it. I'll tell you this, you're doing it at a good time of the year. My only complication from vasectomy, there's 2 things I will advise you. I hope this is radio friendly.
That's fine.
You tonight shave yourself. That would be the most uncomfortable part. Because
good call.
They did bring in shaving cream and a razor, and the helper was like, I am so glad you shaved. I said, so am I, because I don't trust you down there doing it, right?
Okay. I can do that.
Secondly, I did it in the wintertime.
Okay.
I went back to work 3 days later as a plumber. Mm. I was snaking the drain, slipped on the ice, swelled up bad.
Oh,
so
God.
You're doing it at a good time Ooh. Of year. You
oh,
really
dear.
Are.
Okay.
So, no complications, piece of cake. You'll be in and out 20 minutes. You can go to work and take care of equipment tomorrow. I promise you. This is a piece of cake.
No, but I don't want to go. I can get like a day. I don't want to go help them. They got enough of work and help.
Well,
I really got to go fill
out
papers.
If you wanted to, you could. Okay. I'm just trying to encourage you, brother. This is cakewalk, piece of cake. Out the door. You're done. You'll waddle a little bit, but hey, so what? You know,
he already waddles.
All right,
bit.
Brandon, thank you very much for the call. I try not to, but yeah, obviously I do because the girth has to move.
Y'all get to waddle everyone.
The girth.
Well, you know, you gotta get a body in motion. You gotta get it swinging, and then you get moving. That's how it goes.
It's real Newton's law.
I will take. By the way, I have next week off already, It wasn't because of this. So I don't want to hear any next week I took. Well, no, because we had one person here years ago who had trouble with it. And
I know.
Just pointing it out, I already had next week off, so I don't even want to do that. The Cavaliers are going to try to learn toughness. Off you go.
Just like Ken Carman is learning toughness 24 hours from now, we'll just see how tough Kenny is. I thought that two acquisitions that the Cavs made were pretty good if, it's a huge if, they could stay healthy in Lonzo Ball and Larry Nance Jr. But it did not solve one thing that I think even the team not only hinted at, outright said was a deficiency last year, and that was the toughness factor. You know, Lonzo can be a good defender, can be a good playmaker, all those. Larry Nance, we know, we've had him. But do either of those guys or anybody that is currently on the team, do you think those are guys who, when punched in the mouth, when cheap-shotted, when in the throes of a physical, gritty playoff series, will do what is necessary, even if it's some dirty pool? Do they have a guy in the roster who will do that, like the good teams always seem to have?
I don't know if they do, and so I can't be surprised if this happens again next year, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do. I think you can learn to be tough, but I also think that until you prove that you are tough, and I don't know, you know, it's not about going out there and he just throwing haymakers at guys, and that's how you prove you're tough. I don't think that proves toughness. Being able to deal with tough physical play, getting over, I mean, you can go tell the refs that, hey, you got to call it like you see it, but sitting there and bitching about the refs all day long, that ain't going to get it done either. Like, you can't just put everything in the ref's hands. So there's going to have to be a time where you have to serve your own justice. And if you can't serve your own justice, in the words of the late, great Deacon Jones, you're going to get kicked around. And if they get kicked around, I would think 3 years into this thing that they would have had enough and they're ready to throw some elbows. But I can't guarantee that. I also know that there's not a whole lot of moves that you can go out there and make to provide toughness and also still be a really good basketball team. So, I have to understand that I do believe you can get tough, but I believe you have to show it. And until you show it, people will question. And even the first time you show it, people will question. People will question if you're like, really all in.
Who
is this a first time, only time, or is this now you're a tough guy?
Who is our Lou Dort? Who's our Ben Mathrin? You know, we just don't seem to have any of those guys. And even, hell, when we had, I have to ask you every time, Marcus Morris?
Yes.
We had Marcus Morris. We had that guy. That was the guy. And then immediately when the season was over, what did he do?
He was gone.
And what did he say about us?
Oh, and he said the rest of them, not tough.
Not tough guys.
Jared Allen specifically, not tough.
Yeah. Yeah, like they're not solving that just by internal development. Like you either are that or you aren't in the NBA or in any of these sports. You know who those guys are. You know who they are in every team. They're nightmares to go up against. Every time we would get ready for a playoff series, even with LeBron, I'd say, watch out for that guy. Watch out for that guy. Every team's got him except the Cavs.
I would say that even in life, you can't make people tougher, right? Until you have, there's got to be a breaking point where people are just like, they don't care anymore. And I don't know if in the season, the Cavs can get to a breaking point where the regular season wins don't matter. They will sacrifice a win on, you know, January 28th for they lost the game, but they won the fight type of thing. And if they can start doing that, I think there's a chance, but it's small.
I'm getting a lot of advice. JJ,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Told me, do not go to football equipment tomorrow. Just trying to make the program better.
I do not think you'd be up for it.
I think I agree with Jay. My buddy wanted me to go golfing with him.
No.
On Saturday.
Zero chance.
And I said, the doctor said, like, quite literally, like, don't try to go golfing the next day.
Yeah, there's no way.
The torque you have to put into your swing.
Okay, it wasn't until, because I told you about the whole jockstrap saga.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
I remember how the much. Of
well,
the
I'll explain strap. Because wait till you get in the shower the first time. And there is freedom of movement again down there, you will understand why you don't want freedom of movement almost immediately. You will want those puppies secured in place.
Is it like a...
It's a feeling like unlike anything I've ever felt before.
Unlike any other. Okay. Well, I'll keep everything tight, but not like... I'm not going to go...
High and tight.
Not buying one of them. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. The coolest QB in the league just got cooler, according to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they show Baker Mayfield in his new creamsicle uniform, as they have creamsicle uniforms.
Which are awesome.
Are those the alternative alternative uniforms they're using? Okay. Can they just make those the regular ones?
I know. That same thing. The Broncos should go back to the Broncos unis in the 90s, 80s and 90s, early 90s.
Not the late 90s, not the dark blues that they wear now, but you get what I'm saying. Even though the Chargers went, did you see the Chargers alternate uniforms? They went back to the dark blue. I think it pops a little bit more than it did back in the 90s. You know, we have different technology now with all that color and stuff, but they went back to the Navy with their alternative uniforms. Ooh, and they have a yellow. They have a big yellow
the
one.
The Natron Means uniforms?
Yeah, they have a big yellow one.
Oh,
that's kinda,
these are sweet.
They are nice.
Anything the Chargers do with their uniforms, I'm like all in on. Just for whatever reason, everything.
Like the one thing they do well as a franchise is their uniforms.
The best thing about them.
They all look sweet. I'm looking at 20 variations. They're like Oregon. Every single one, I like them because of the colors. But coolest.
Is he the coolest quarterback in the league?
So, Josh Allen, to me, is up there now. I would probably say Josh is ahead of Baker.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it all depends on what you think cool is. I mean, he's dating an actress and a singer, right?
Who, Josh Allen?
Yeah.
I don't know Baker, who he dates.
Baker's married with children.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Who's I'm gonna write that down.
She was on an MTV thing.
Steinfeld?
Yeah.
All right. Josh Allen is cooler.
He's showing up at every. He showed up at Lake Tahoe. He looks like he's just one of the boys.
He has the hair.
I'm gonna do it rapid fire right now off the top of my head.
We have another thing that we don't do that's rapid fire-ish.
What's that?
But
this isn't a power ranking though. This is right off the tippy top here. I have to figure it out. Is Joe Burrow cooler?
I'd say yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I agree with you, Ken. I think it's right there.
He's trying way too hard.
I think Lamar's cooler.
I think Lamar's way cooler than Baker Mayfield.
See, Lamar's always come off as kind of a... Honestly, he's come off kind of a dork to me.
I get that.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think he has... I think the whole... Even though he... I guess he didn't win the contract thing. He had an essence about him that was like...
Joe Flacco. Is he cooler than Baker Mayfield?
Not your 40s.
Shedeur Sanders. Cooler than Baker Mayfield. I got to ask a Browns quarterback before we get to... Okay. Aaron Rodgers. No.
I mean, Aaron used to be. Aaron definitely used to be there. He's just too old now.
Ward.
His talking went from being cool to...
Okay. CJ Stroud. Cooler? No. Yes?
No, not yet. I don't know enough about him.
So personally. I got Lamar. I got Josh Allen.
He's a great interview. CJ Stroud, but I've never put him in that category of like cool. Like every kid in America wants to be CJ Stroud.
Not Tua.
You don't think a lot of young, let's just say it, young white high school quarterbacks, you don't think they all want to be Joe Burrow? They look at him and they don't think that's obtainable?
No. I think that Joe Burrow, I look at not just on the field. I'm talking about the whole thing, man. Joe Burrow has tried like 15 different looks in 5 years. Yeah, and I know he likes to mix it up and like, you got to stand for something, brother.
I think mixing it up a little bit over, I mean, Tom Brady mixed it up over time. Certainly. He's looks like a totally different person than he used to.
Well, yeah, it's because he's had a lot of work done.
Mm-hmm.
With Joe Burrow, I don't think he's had a lot of work done. But I mean, I've never seen Tom Brady walk in 1 week in a mink coat and then another day in like a zoot suit and then like another week and like looking like Mace in a music video. What's the video where they were floating around? More money, more problems.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. More money, more problems.
I was doing the damn.
But could you make the argument that Joe Burrow is so cool that he is secure in all these looks? He has no problem mixing it up.
Nah, I think that's insecure.
Because they showed him in that. He talks about how he has a stylist. His stylist picks out the clothes for him for all these shoots.
In the new Netflix thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I haven't watched, probably won't watch.
I started watching it, and then I got distracted, and I had to do something else.
I've been watching Cheers.
They were showing a lot. There's a lot of like build up for the guys. I'm like, I don't need the build up. I already know who they are. But maybe the audience doesn't because it's made for a general audience. So I found myself trying to rewind trying to fast forward through it. Okay, Bo Nix, no. Patrick Mahomes, no, no. Who's the Raiders?
So why do you say no on Mahomes? Because he's like the biggest star in the NFL.
I put him cooler.
I don't think he's cool.
You know why I pick him, but I put him
cooler. Justin Herbert ain't cooler. Trevor,
like isn't there a way that if you dominate a sport to such an extent, that is cool?
I really think it's cool every year when he's playing in the AFC Championship.
Doesn't make him cool,
like, dude. He's so much cooler than everyone else.
Anybody from
makes
Dallas?
Cool to me,
Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is cooler.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You know Jalen Hurts is cooler. Jaden Daniels. Is Jaden Daniels cooler? I think Jaden Daniels is cooler.
Yes.
That's two guys there in the NFC
East. We shouldn't have waited this long to get to him.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm just
going
down the list.
The way he burst on the scene, 100%.
Caleb Williams, no. Jared Goff, no. Jordan Love? Jordan Love, no. Not anybody from Minnesota. Certainly not J.J. McCarthy. his dad, on the other hand, you know what? Never mind. Anybody else that you can think of? Anybody? Matt Stafford?
Dak Prescott?
No. Dak, no.
At one point, maybe, but not
too,
now.
Getting too old now, yeah. And not as good.
I mean, I got four guys right there. Allen, Lamar, Daniels.
What makes Baker Hurts. So cool, though?
I'm not saying he ain't cool. Well, I think Baker is cool.
No, I'm asking what's the coolest thing about Baker to you?
I think a big part of his allure here in Cleveland was, it's just one stupid thing, but the beer. The beer. And yeah. I guess he was doing it again. Was he also at Tahoe? Like
everyone's Kelsey's there. I'm listening to their podcast right now. They were all in Tahoe.
Say what it is.
Like, that's relatable. That's relatable to a lot of the fans.
We all, except for Lyman, played high school football. He's 6'1", 6 feet.
Yeah.
He's got a little paunch. He ain't fat. He got a little, but you want some pudding. We've talked about this. I think he comes off like an everyman. I think he's like the Mick Foley of the NFL.
Anytime, and he still does it. He did it as a Brown. He's still doing it as a Buccaneer. When he takes off to go get that first down and slides and gets popped in the helmet, and he gets up and he puts his face right back in their face.
And he's tough.
That's cool.
He is a tough guy. Cool. Also, did you happen to see Mick Foley on Instagram lately?
No.
There is a picture of him and Christy Canyon together. Do you know who Christy Canyon is?
What, the actress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, she posted, I'm like, are they together? I thought he was married.
He's married the last I knew.
Well, you should see the caption she wrote.
I'll be there right now.
Christy Canyon is smitten. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. Mary Kay Cabot. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Well, Lima is back tomorrow. Who are you with? You with Jason?
Jason Loy.
I'll be with the good doctor.
Good luck, but you'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
I think afterwards, most people say, no big deal.
I just don't want to take any of the mind-altering drugs or whatever that they were on. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Mind-altering?
Well, it was like, what? Like
where was that
offer? The drugs, like what, the pain pills and everything? I'm not into that.
You didn't get shrooms and ayahuasca, Anthony?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.